These magnificent feathers come from an Argus pheasant, a bird that, like the peacock, really gave Darwin pause for thought. Why, he asked, should such beauty exist in nature? How did such apparently unwieldy appendages as, for instance, the peacock's tail feathers, make it through natural selection? Nothing would convince him, he wrote in The Descent of Man, that the refined beauty of birds' plumage existed for no purpose. And so he developed a theory of sexual selection, the idea that certain traits in animals evolved to make them attractive to members of the opposite sex. The female chose what she considered the most beautiful male, and through this repeated process of selection, the features of the different species gradually came into being. The feathers of the Argus pheasant were, Darwin said, more like a work of art than of nature. A curious statement, perhaps, for a scientist. Jane Munro.
It's very interesting to try and work out what he means. And in fact, he does try to work out what he means in over many pages in Volume 2 of The Descent of Man. He has artists make very detailed drawings and diagrams of exactly how the ball and socket, as he calls them, eye markings, appear on the feathers, what sort of combinations of elliptical shapes form them, what kind of shading they're made up of, in order to understand, if you like, their very beauty.
They certainly do not seem out of place in an art gallery, as Darwin himself would have conceded.
In his discussion of these in The Descent of Man, he compares them, in fact, to Raphael's painting of a Madonna, in that just as Raphael had painted the most perfect human form in trying to depict the Mother of Christ, nature had painted, if we can use this term, the perfect eye markings on the wings of the Argus.
The smaller, more modest-looking polka dot feathers also displayed here come from an immature Argus pheasant. The examples you're looking at actually belong to Darwin himself and are usually kept in the Cambridge University Library. They remind us that, above all, Darwin was an observational scientist. It was in wondering how these relatively insignificant feathers had made the evolutionary journey to the breathtaking natural artistry of the mature male plumage that helped Darwin to develop his theory of sexual selection.